We're delighted to welcome. You've been hearing a lot about Stan Mazur past couple of weeks. And Stan, of course, is responsible for getting a piece of the USS Arizona out at the Cascades at the 911 Memorial. And they'll have a dedication ceremony today. Stan, thanks for getting up early, sliding in here today.
Well, you're quite welcome. I appreciate the invite to further get the word out. This is a day I've been waiting and looking for over 2 years.
Yeah, you've been working on this a long time. How did it all get started for you?
Well, being in the Seabees for 7 years, at that time we got a quarterly publication, what they call the Can Do. It's all about the Seabees, past, present, future. Mm-hmm. That particular publication had an article in there about the USS Arizona. And what took place, for clarification, they're not cutting a piece from the current memorial as we know it today. Back in the 1950s, they had to remove a large segment of the superstructure due to safety and corrosion. And they used that superstructure to support the gangway catwalk that the visitors go aboard to get on the launch to go to the actual memorial as we know it today. Well, back in 1995, U.S. Congress legislated the Relics Program. And that included removal of that segment, put in proper foundations for that gangway catwalk, and cut that segment up and delve it out to worthy recipients. And we happen to be one of the worthy recipients. And again, according to the article, the first piece in Seabees actually are cutting this up and creating it and shipping it to worthy recipients, which I'm glad to make mention of. Anyway, the first piece went to a museum in Maricopa County, Arizona, which is very appropriate. It was the USS Arizona.
Sure.
The second piece went to a museum in Texas. A third went to a museum in Rhode Island. The fourth piece, according to the article that they were working on, was going to go to a museum in London, England. They were our ally during the Second World War. And as far as I know, my research, they've given out roughly 150 pieces. And they're in the prospect of trying to even install one in Japan. And I mentioned to the Relics Program Director, James Newman, good luck on that one. So it's all finally coming together. I was able to shepherd it. I did this in behalf of the state of Michigan, but be displayed at the county, Jackson County, Sparks Park, along with the 911 memorial. And I couldn't officially request it. You had to be a bona fide organization recognized by the Relics Program Director, and that happened to be the Jackson County Parks. So Kyle Lewis, the County Parks Director, made the official request back in March, around March of 2020. And we finally got the approval. It had to go through the County Commission a few times to make sure that we wanted that piece here in Jackson County. And anyway, it took the necessary governmental steps for approval, which in my opinion is a lot of red tape, but
I hear you.
We got to deal with that nowadays. So anyway, we did get the piece back in October of 2020. We've had it here at Midbrook Products. They were in kind to fabricate the showcase and the supports for the plaques.
Fantastic.
As they did for the 911 a piece that we got in here. Jackson Glass was another in kind that did all of the glass work for the showcase, as they did for the 911. And the same way with Arrow Steel. They basically supplied all the stainless steel framework as they did for the 911. And then,
so it's kind of a community effort there.
A community effort, very much so. And then a big input, too, was also by R.W. Mercer Company. We talked with Andy. He visited us at the site, my son and I, Jeff and I, and he looked over the situation, and he had a genuine interest in pushing this through. So he did all of the concrete foundation for it and the sidewalk, all of the concrete work in general. And we had a little bit of help from Fritz Signs with the flagpoles and flags, mm-hmm. and Image Craft Engraving for some of the plaque work. So all in all, I think it went well. We had to raise a few dollars, and I had a gentleman by the name of Bill McMurray. He's actually like the commandant of all of the American Legion posts in our region. And he took me by the hand, per se. I'm a member of American Legion Post 29, which is Robert Smith Post off of Lansing Avenue. But we went to the Legion Post. We went to the VFW, Vietnam Veterans, Fraternal Order Police, knocking on doors, shaking them for a few dollars here and there.
Sure.
And we ended up getting a little over $31,000. A couple of big donors were True Community. We had Emmons Service. He was a CB in the CBs. So
Dave
Emmons, and so we scratched each other's back. He kicked in a nice donation as well. Plus, Elrose Steel not only supplied the stainless steel, they kicked in a nice amount as well. Mm-hmm. And some of the service organizations, I'm a Jackson Northwest Kiwanis Club. We did that, some money. Onsted Kiwanis, Exchange Club, Master Radiator. So you could go on and on to where I'm mentioning all of the $500 or more donors.
Yeah.
We've had some smaller amounts, and some difficulty there is the account was set up through the Jackson Community Foundation, and you had to have a donation form that you filled out to send in with your check. And a lot of people that wanted to donate $10, $20 didn't want to fool around with that. So we were concentrating on the $500 or more, and it worked out. It
yeah.
worked out. With the in-kind and the everything's in place. In fact, I think we still have a few dollars in the kitty as far as maybe buying a few benches to put in the area, things of that nature.
Sure.
So,
well, you must know how to deal with red tape by now, then.
Somewhat. Somewhat. I'll readily admit maybe I got about 95% of it. The other 5% is questionable as far as.
The reaction has been tremendous, hasn't it, Stan?
Yes, it has. I've been on JTV. I was on JTV yesterday with Kyle Lewis, as a matter of fact. And I've been on JTV a few times throughout the course of first going after the piece. And that came about. I'm involved with Jackson Kiwanis Club.
Yeah.
We have a program at the county park, the Flowering Tree Project. So,
well, that's your baby, isn't it?
That's our baby. Yeah, that was with help by others.
Yeah.
But that was my thought is to I worked in the D.C. area for a couple of years, and I saw the cherry trees in blossom. Awesome. Spectacular sight.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought about flowering trees here in Jackson, the county park, that we could beautify that park. Anyway, this one particular day, Jeff and my son Carter and his buddy Owen Campbell, we were mulching trees close by to where you could see the actual 911 memorial. And just for carrying conversation, I was aware after reading the article, I looked at Carter and Owen Campbell and I said, "Remember Pearl Harbor?" And they looked at me kind of stunned. And my Carter said, "Well, why in the world did you say that for Grandpa?" And I said, "Well, you see that 911 memorial over there? We could conceivably maybe get a piece of the USS Arizona and put it in a similar size showcase in the same general area. And what do you guys think? I value your opinion." And Carter says, "Go for it, Grandpa." And by golly, that was a kick in the pants I needed to get the ball rolling. So
that was how long ago?
I was back in July of 2019.
Okay.
Yes. Both youngsters were juniors juniors in Lumen Christi High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just We're paying them a few dollars to get some change in their pockets for the mulching. So, but it worked out. It worked out really well.
So what, Stan, what's going to happen today?
Today, we're going to start the dedication. Well, first of all, I've got to go down there and put some sort of a cover over the showcase prior to the dedication. But the Cascades Baptist Church, which is in close proximity, we got permission from their pastor, Mark Worth, to utilize their parking area, their bathroom facility, and their church in general, podium, sound system, to where we're going to conduct a initial portion of the ceremony there in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the church doors open at 12:30. The actual dedication will start at 1 o'clock. Well, after the church session is over and done with, then we'll march across the street to the actual site, do the unveiling of the showcase, and let's be the honor guard ritual team, raising and lowering of flags, maybe firing a few shots with the rifle brigade. And we'll make an announcement of each of the 28 names of Michiganders that went down with that ship. And by the way, 1,177 lost their lives that particular day. So 28 of them were from Michigan. One happened to be from Jackson, Stanley Czarnicki. And then there was another one from Homer, Whitmore, which is close proximity to our location. One Marine, it was a Sergeant Joe Baraga. He was from Channing. I think that's in the Upper Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out we didn't check with the Czarnicki family or the Whitmore family. I didn't do any checking there. But there was a reporter that put an article in the Citizen Patriot not too long ago. And reading that article, I found out that Czarnicki had a brother, but the brother was on leave at the time. Thank God he was on leave. Then, according to that, he passed away, I think, in 2004. But, no, it was a tragedy, definitely a tragedy. And anyway, they'll announce the names. They'll ring a bell after each name. Then my priest, Father Tim McDonald from Queen's Church, he'll say proper religious wording, and then he'll sing a religious song. He's an excellent singer.
Good singer.
Absolutely. That guy could cut records and make some money. The guy is best priest ever. I've been subjected to all good priests, but this guy is top drawer. And then we continue on with the rest of the service. Then we have another CB chaplain. So I'm feeling pretty good about this. We had CBs actually cut the piece and created it, and then we'll finalize the dedication with another CB, a Don Moody. And he's with the same American Legion post that I'm with. So things are working out. Weather-wise, you mentioned a weather Saturday. I wish Saturday was today and we could switch, but we got
to
take...
You need to dress warm today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So... That's pretty much the extent of it. I've been to several of the schools in the local area. Some of the schools will send some of their youngsters in attendance to the dedication. I want to see all age groups. I want to see all nationalities. I'm an American Polack. I want to see some African Americans, and I want to see Latinos. I want to see Muslims. I want to see the whole melting pot. Because that's the way I feel about this bright spot, something that unites us. And unfortunately, it takes a tragedy to unite us.
And the veterans.
The veterans. Oh, there'll be oodles of veterans participating in this event as well. Yeah. So,
take your gloves with you.
I've got some gloves in my car. I brought my tea with me. It was still hot enough to bring in here. And
I asked you how your grandson was doing, Carter, and he's off to a great start, isn't he?
Oh, he's off to a tremendous start. He's actually a freshman. He's second line with the Denver University hockey team, the Denver Pioneers.
Yeah.
Their last six games, He's actually scored 6 goals and had 5 assists.
Fantastic.
So he's doing well. And there's this setup with they call the World Junior Tournament, and it involves he's one of 31 that will be coming here to Plymouth, Michigan, where they will tweak it down to 25 players. But just to be one of the 31 is really a high honor. And I think the Red Wings are looking. They've got him for 4 years. He was drafted third round this past draft session. And they feel that where he's at, the program at Denver is top notch. So they're letting things stay as is. They're going to watch his performance, and depends on his performance and their needs will determine whether he becomes a Red Winger. And so it's not cast in concrete that he will be. It's still iffy. So there's a, his player agent indicates it usually takes about 2.5 years for something
you, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. On the ceremony today, Stan, now, will there be a ceremony at the church and then you'll go over?
Yes. That'll be it'll be one inclusive dedication, part of it being in the church, the latter part being at the actual site.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Whole thing is what are you looking at?
Maybe an hour.
Maybe?
Okay. Yeah, an hour, give or take, say 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes.
And just park in the church, right?
Park at the church lot, and the start of it, like I say, the church doors open at 12:30, and you can at least sit inside of a warm place until 1 o'clock, and then the action begins as far as the speakers and so forth. And my son Jeff is going to emcee it in conjunction with another individual, Dan Todd.
Yeah,
we got together, Jeff, Dan Todd, Bill McMurray, and myself to actually put the program together. And it's going to work out. I tried to get the governor, but no way. She's attending something that happened, the shooting in Oxford.
Right.
So that took her out. And but we've got some good speakers. We've got Jim Shotwell, the County Parks, chairs of the County Parks Board. And we got Mike Way. He's actually on County Parks. He chairs the board there. And we've got a Ray Rowley. He's in the Marine Corps. He's basically, I think his dad was there at Pearl. We try to get a Herbert Effring. He's in the Jackson Kiwanis Club, the downtown club.
Herb Effring.
He was actually there that day.
I just had lunch with him.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to Honolulu, to Pearl.
Is he?
For the dedication.
I believe he's 99.
He's up there. He's up there in years. Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
yeah. I think he looks very good.
He does.
Really, for that age.
He does.
Yeah, and he's got a good sound mind. And his movements, body works. It's inspiration for me to keep moving on. And then hopefully I could achieve what he's achieved. So.
Well, thanks for coming out today.
Well, you're quite welcome.
And thanks for all you did to make this happen.
Well,
it's amazing.
Well, thank you, Craig. This is one of the better days of my life, really.
Thanks, Stan.
Thank you.
Stan Mazur.